Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to the Wolverine Confidential Podcast. I am Andrew Kahn.
And I'm Ryan Zook.
The Michigan men's basketball team is undefeated. The Michigan women's basketball team is undefeated. We're talking about them both, plus a little hockey, on this episode of Wolverine Confidential. How about those Michigan basketball teams, Ryan Zook?
They keep on rolling, man.
I feel like that's exactly how I started the last, all basketball podcast we did, but they were undefeated then. They're still undefeated and just crushing teams. Very impressive.
Yeah, I mean, I would have to say the men's win over Wisconsin was a little bit more impressive than the women's win, just based off of the Wisconsin's track record in both sports. But I mean, my goodness, that Michigan men's win over the Badgers, that might have been the most impressive performance I've seen from a Juwan Howard team to date. I mean, that was just, I mean.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think that's like the people are calling it, you know, just the best, most impressive performance of the season. I mean, it really was something. Let's go back a little bit here, because right. This is now, you've got, you know, started their last three games, over a win over a number 19 Northwestern. They were up 29 points at one point. They win by 19. Then they play number 16 Minnesota, up 37 at one point. They win by 25. And then the aforementioned game against number 9 Wisconsin this week, up 40 at one point and win by 23. If that seems some sort of record for blowout wins over ranked opponents, it is, according to ESPN Stats and Info, first team in college basketball history to have three straight wins over ranked teams by at least 19 points. Yeah. Very specific stat, but it's what Michigan just did. And again, you can go back even further. The game before that against Maryland wasn't ranked at the time, but you know they picked up some good wins this season. And you know Michigan was up 19 in that game, before winning by 11. I mean, the theme has been, as big as the leads have been over the last few minutes, often when Michigan empties its bench, although against Wisconsin, it was still with some starters out there. You know, the other team finally makes a run. I mean, it's hard to maintain when you're up 40 points. It's hard to maintain when you're up 25 or 30, but Michigan has done that. I mean, that's been the impressive thing. They really have, you know, had that killer instinct to bury teams. Fun to watch.
It's no surprise that they have the third or fourth best odds to win the national championship. I mean, I think people are starting to realize what this team is capable of up and down this lineup. It's not just a couple of guys. I mean, it's the five starters. It's the bench. It's a little bit of everything all going right now for the Wolverines.
Yeah, they all just fit so well together, the pieces. You know, everyone just knows what they're supposed to do, and everyone just, you know, fits their role really well. I mean, it can be a different guy every night as far as, you know, the leading scorer or whatever, but you know, as far as who gets their shots where and sort of, you know, the strengths and their weaknesses, it's a really nice balance that they have going. And, you know, Franz Wagner on both ends of the floor is, you know, after maybe a slow start to the season, you know, a lot of people, myself included, maybe just expected him to pick up where he left off, you know, at the end of last season. And, you know, maybe that didn't happen exactly, but it sure has been lately. And he just continues to block shots and get steals. You know, you're seeing that basketball IQ that the Michigan coaches were talking about, you know, kind of come to fruition out on the court as he anticipates so well. And, you know, it helps when you're close to 6'10" with those long arms. He's making use of them, and you know, and then he's going to work at the other end with drives and hitting threes. And yeah, and I praised Mike Smith last time we talked about how he's just, you know, kind of making everything go. And it's, yeah, he's, I think he's doing a great job. And yeah, you can just go up and down the lineup for as far as who's playing. And this last game, they got Austin Davis back. That was a nice boost, you know, to have now another true center, you know, to spell Hunter Dickinson. He comes in and right away, first possession, gets the ball, boom, goes to work, little baby hook in the post. You know, he was out there on the floor, you know, for parts during their, you know, their big run as well. It's really something, this Michigan basketball team.
Yeah, I know Michigan was at home, but I mean, Wisconsin just doesn't allow like 22 nothing runs against them. Like that's just, it's just unheard of. Like a top 10 team allowing that to happen. And a lot of those possessions, they weren't even getting good looks. I mean, Michigan was just suffocating on D, and it was just like, wow, like you could just see like Wisconsin was just dejected, man. Like, man, we cannot score a bucket right now.
Yeah, no, I think that's exactly right. It's, you look at the shots. I mean, I think Michigan during that huge spurt, there was, even if you do the whole 43-6 or whatever it was, I think there was like one mid-range shot. Mike Smith hit a, you know, 2-point jumper or whatever. Other than that, it was like layups, dunks, and then threes. Okay. You know, some of them, some tough threes, but for the most part, getting them in rhythm. In Wisconsin, it was like the exact opposite of, you know, efficient, you know, kind of modern basketball. Just, yeah, tough contested shots all over the place. So yeah, it was, can you imagine if there had been fans there, you know, would have just been going absolutely nuts. So now Michigan will face Minnesota. Yeah. Just had one, just, you know, when Minnesota, Wisconsin and Minnesota, they were supposed to have a Penn State game in there in Michigan, but you know, that one was postponed. But yeah, just, you know, from January 6th to January 16th, playing Minnesota twice. I wrote about it today, but like all over college basketball this year, you're seeing, you know, rematches. There's often rematches in conference, obviously, but you know, on a shorter time frame, shorter turnarounds, because you know, a lot of conferences are going to just back-to-back nights, same teams playing each other, whether at the same venue or if they're nearby, they switch, you know, so you got plenty of data on this, and there's plenty of instances of teams winning as big as Michigan did, even over Minnesota. And then, you know, the next night, in some cases, that team that won, huge, losing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it absolutely can happen. You can see from a, you know, psychological standpoint, which team would be more motivated. And that would be Minnesota in this one to show what they can do. And it's not like they're so far, you know, below Michigan talent wise or anything like that. So, you know, I don't know. I think the same things we're looking for in that first game with their point guard and their center matchup, you know, we're going to look for again in this one, but we'll see how it shakes out. Michigan trying to get to 12-0. They got to 17-0 a couple of years ago, if you recall. That's the best start in program history. So still got a little ways to go before they get there. But yeah, it's just very impressive. And you know, you just hope they can keep playing games. That's like the number one thing. Win or lose, just keep playing games. Because I wrote about that today as well, just how they're dealing with it. But part of it is out of your control when all is said and done. And you know, you're seeing shutdowns there. Rival Michigan State right now on pause, you know, along with other teams in the Big Ten as well. And teams all over the country. So Michigan women, like you said, play the other night, absolutely crushed Wisconsin.
Yeah. And this Wisconsin team isn't as talented as the men's team. I mean, they came in, they're now 3-7 and 0-7 overall in the Big Ten. So, I mean, Michigan beat them 92-49 here a few weeks ago too. So, I mean, Wisconsin women weren't much of a challenge, but you got to win the games on your schedule. And I mean, Michigan got to work early, 18-2 run to start the game, and then kind of led double figures the rest of the way. And I mean, then now it was Maddie Nolan stepping up, making her second start of the year. Leah Brown, their talented transfer from Nebraska, missed her third straight game because of COVID-19 protocols. Tim Barnes, Arico presses the right button, starts Maddie Nolan, and she hits 5 threes in the game too early and bested her career high in the first half with 14 points. It was previously 13 points. So nice little coaching move there from KBA. And yeah, I mean, Nia Selman only scored 6 points, but she still had 15 rebounds and 7 assists. So, I mean, you, when you're able to kind of roll with a lineup and different people can score, and when you're shutting down the opposing team's top player, Wisconsin's leading scorer only had 1 point. That's a recipe for success right there.
Does seem like they're turning defense and offense a little more than in the past. You know, this team could always score. Kim Barnes-Rico's teams, I thought, have always been pretty good offensively. It's been the other side of the floor maybe that's been an issue at times, but seems like they're just a much more complete team this year.
Right. And I asked KBA after the game about how she thinks she compares to some of the other top teams in the country. And when healthy, she believes they can compete with anyone. And I mean, looking at their schedule, they haven't faced too many tough tests so far. They had that one ranked win at Northwestern, a 21-point victory. But outside of that, they faced a lot of bottom dweller teams in the Big Ten so far. I mean, Illinois isn't very good. They faced Wisconsin twice, beat Nebraska. Yeah. So, I mean, they have a little bit of a schedule coming up here where, I mean, they have Michigan State twice coming up. They start 8-0 after, but they have since lost their last two. And then January 21st, next Thursday, at Ohio State, one of five ranked teams that are still undefeated. They had a few games postponed as well and have only played seven games, but they've won them all. So that I think that's going to be telling how good this team could be. There's no update on Leah Brown that they won't comment on her status, but depending, I don't know when she'll be back, but that will be something to watch too, because they'll probably need her against a talented Buckeyes team.
Who else is ranked in the Big Ten on the women's side?
Yeah, Maryland's ranked number 9. They're still undefeated, or they're 10-1 overall and 6-0 in the Big Ten. The Hoosiers, 8-3 overall, 6-1 in the Big Ten. And Ohio State's ranked 15th, and then Northwestern's still ranked at number 22. So it's a pretty deep conference this year, and Michigan's just getting into the heart of its schedule. So
what is Michigan ranked?
They are number 13 now. Yep, number
13. Yep. All right. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think the men will shoot up to in Monday's rankings. I mean, they should be 3. I mean, if we're being honest, they should probably just slot them behind Gonzaga and Baylor if they win on Saturday here against Minnesota. Villanova is a tough spot. They're 3 currently and just haven't played in so long. But so I'm not going to, it's not about penalizing them. It's just about look at the body of work that Michigan has done with these wins. So that'll be interesting to see both these teams soaring in the polls and, you know, getting national attention. And, you know, I continue to see the stat about how they're the only two that, you know, are undefeated, only pair, you know, in college basketball. So that's kind of fun. Yeah. Things are going well.
And just last thing here, I'll just mention the hockey team real quick. They have a 2-game home series against Ohio State, pivotal Big Ten matchup, or a 2-game series at Yost this weekend. I will be at Friday's game. This podcast probably won't go up till Saturday morning, so you'll have to check out mlive.com to see the results and see some coverage from tonight's game. And we'll recap more next week.
Absolutely. Thank you for listening. Have a nice weekend.